When it comes to heating up your business, it's all about making more bacon. And that requires an expert
with a particular set of skills.
You need
a Baconologist.
Building authentic connections, online networking, through social selling, relationship marketing, mindset and training.
Yeah, that's bacon.
Get ready, because we're about to fry up a sizzling success strategy. This is the Bacon Podcast with your host and business Baconologist, Brian Basilico.
It's a lot of bees, man.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So I want to ask you a question. How you doing? It's been a year since we started to lock down and be stuck in our own environments. I've been working from home for a long time, but I do miss getting out and having coffees and going to networking groups and meeting people face to face. And that's coming. But it's taken its toll. Has it taken a toll on you? One of the things that I do every single day, which is entertaining, is I do a caption contest at night and I do a quote of the day in the morning. So this one caption contest I did had a guy that was bare-chested, had a mustache that started on his nose and went all the way down his chin and then down his neck and down his chest and wrapped around a couple of things that were on his chest. And it was just this big, long thing and everybody's going, ooh, icky. But I have to tell you, it did get a lot of attention and a lot of comments. And that's the whole purpose behind the caption contest, is it's just entertaining and fun. What I want to talk about today is don't be an icky guy or icky gal, but find your purpose with icky guy. Now, what is icky guy? I'll explain that in a moment. But one of the things that I've been doing is I discovered Blinkist, and as I walk my dog, I started listening to a bunch of different books I probably never would have read. And I went down this rabbit hole of finding your purpose, of, you know, building a better life, the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, those kind of books, you know, just kind of looking for something to spark me, to get my interest back up. Because frankly, I'm just kind of down from being home all the time. And one of the quotes of the day resonated with a lot of people. It also resonated with me. And that was, angry is just sad's bodyguard. And really what it's saying is that angry is a way of us, you know, letting our sadness explode. And there was another quote of the day that got a lot of interest from people. And it was, no one can defeat me unless I defeat myself. Now, this brought me back to thinking about, ooh, it's starting to get warmer. Maybe I can go golfing. I love golf. And the reason I love golf is because once you understand the game, you become the center of its purpose. It's not you against the other people in your foursome, or if you're playing in a tournament, it's not so much about you and the other golfers. It's about you and the course. It's how you play that course. So nobody else controls anything. How the others play is completely out of your control. And it's a Zen kind of thing for me, because I get to, for 4 hours, take my mind off of everything and focus on putting this little white ball into a cup 18 times. So listening to Blinkist, I started going down that rabbit hole of these self-help books. And I came across one, and I honestly cannot remember the name of the book. But in the middle of it, it talked about this one key principle. And it's a Japanese word called ikigai, spelled I-K-I-G-A-I. And what ikigai is about is finding your purpose. And there are 4 core principles to this. Those include, what do you love? What drives you? What are you good at? What does the world need? And what can you be paid for? And basically, those four things intersect into your purpose. So, I started asking myself those questions. What do I love? I love a lot of things. I love my wife. I love my life. I love my dog. But when it comes to creating a purpose, the two things that I find that I really love doing or engaging in is teaching and technology. Those have always been a part of my life. Then I started to look at what am I really good at? And the two things there are creative thinking, coming up with cool names for podcasts, and also interviewing and media. So I'm a musician, but I've been interviewing people for years. And I love doing that. I love drawing information out of people. Then I started looking at what does the world need? And I broke it down to one basic simple principle, and that is the world needs a better way of doing something, no matter what it is. You know, it could be a better mousetrap, could be better toilet paper, could be better anything. But the key thing is through teaching and technology and creative thinking and interviewing, how can I do something better? How can I make the world better? And then finally, what do you get paid for? How can you get paid for those things? Well, I get paid for my time, and I get paid for my experience in using all of those teaching and technology tools and my creative thinking and my interviewing. So if I take all of that and combine it into one sentence, my purpose is, better creative thinking about using technology to make the world a better place. So let me ask you those four questions. Number one, what do you love? What excites you? What gets you up in the morning? What gets your ire going? The second one is, what are you good at? What are the core things that you do so well that it's almost innate? The next one is, how do you take those two things and figure out how to use them in a world that needs better things or better systems or better communication, whatever it is? And then finally, how do you combine all that and get paid for it? So those are the questions that I want you to think about. When you figure out what you love and what you're good at, do more of that. In the meantime, if you don't love doing something and you're not good at it, that's where you can actually hire other people to do it for you. It could still be part of the bigger picture of making the world a better place. Like, for example, I am not a great writer, and I'm a terrible proofreader, and I hire people to do those things for me. But they don't get in the way of my teaching and my technology and my creative thinking and my interviewing. And then finally, how do you take that and package it in a way that people are willing to pay you for it, either as a job or as a business? So, don't let angry be sad's bodyguard. Find your purpose, figure out a way that you can take what you love and what you're good at and make the world a better place, and ultimately, have somebody pay for it.
Thank you for letting us sprinkle some bacon bits into your brains. Want some more? Learn more about this podcast and our guest experts at baconpodcast.com. Have questions? Send them to askbrian@baconpodcast.com. Until next time, keep sizzling. And remember, it's all about the bacon.